government expresses commitment of getting local private players into the cylinder recirculation model as it works to deal with some industry concerns. Also in this bulletin, Petroleum Commission assures of measures to recover all debts owed by exploration firms in the country's oil fields by end of this year. Plus, Ecobank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair set for Good Park near Accra Mall end of this month. We'll be getting you more updates on this event and what's in for homeowners. These are more lined up for you. Please stay. Government says it is focused on attracting local private sector players into the distribution of liquefied petroleum gas through the new policy of the cylinder recirculation model. This follows agitations by some players in the industry over how government is implementing the program. But the Minister of State at the Energy Ministry, Herbert Krapa, says the program and other government policies in the sector will give incentives to local players, hence the need for support.
It's a plan together with the LPG program, try and move our LPG penetration to about 50% by 2030. And the cylinder recirculation model is helping to do that together with all the sensitization program. And we hope that more and more private sector persons can take advantage of these policies that we are putting in place. What is important is for private sector to embrace the policies that we have, the incentives that we give. And as we talk about private sector, the government is also very focused on Ghanaian participation, being firmly at the helm of things.
Herbert Krapa is the Minister of State at the Energy Ministry. A while longer on the downstream sector, and LPG Marketers Association has stated their readiness to engage the National Petroleum Authority over concerns about the implementation of the cylinder recirculation model. The association has begun an indefinite ban of two industry giants, Blue Ocean and Sage Petroleum, following plans by the firms to sell gas directly to consumers under the cylinder recirculation model. Vice Chairman of the LPG Marketers Association, Gabriel Kumi, tells Joy Business, although they are open to engage the NPA, they will ensure their members are not shortchanged.
Why do you want us to push us to go and find another money to invest in a completely parallel distribution that to be able to be part of CIM? Where we have LPG stations, about 800 LPG stations, that can accommodate the CRM safely. Why do you push us to go and invest in a different distribution channel? Allow the private sector to expand by their own will. With any time they call us, even if my brother Kudus want us to meet tonight at the MPA and discuss issues, we are prepared to go. We have never refused to go to them. Anytime they call us, otherwise, not otherwise, you rush.
Vice Chairman of the LPG Marketers Association, Gabriel Kumi, speaking to Joy Business there. More within the sector, and the Petroleum Commission has given the firm assurance that it is working to recover all debts owed by some oil exploration firms when it comes to the exploration permits. It follows reports that these debts are now running into millions of dollars after years of non-payments. Egbert Fable Jr. is the chief executive of the Petroleum Commission.
I would say that the Commission is one agency that would never renege on its responsibilities to the laws of the Republic, and for that matter, the people of Ghana. What has happened in this instance is that have an indigenous Ghanaian company come up to you to say, look, I have this obligation to you. Can you give me a little time to pay? And then as we go on, all kinds of impacts come in. And thereafter, it's also had issues with respect to its own operations, if I can say so. And so what we've done is to consistently remind them of this obligation. The matters in issue presently are that is either we go to court to ensure the payment, but we also feel that, that's not the best way to go.
You heard Chief Executive of the Petroleum Commission, Egbert Fable Jr., speaking there. Away from the petroleum sector, the Bank of Ghana has been given details on amount of money printed in 2023 and 2022. It is coming on the back of reports that more than 70 billion cedis was pumped into the economy, resulting in inflation hitting those levels. But speaking at the Parliament's Accounts Committee, the first Deputy Governor, Dr. Maxwell Opokwafari, first sought to clarify what influenced the printing and the amount they had to put out.
Central Bank has a model that we use in determining how much money is printed at any point in time. And the model looks at key ingredients. One of them is the nominal GDP growth for the year. Another one is the cocoa purchase forecast that has been made for the year, because the cocoa is bought mainly with cash. And then other factors come in. And those factors go in, and then we also have a clean note policy. So the existing notes that are in the system those that do not meet the clean note policy do not come back into the system. So if they do not come back into the system, combining that with the forecast determines how much new money should come into the system to ensure that we meet the degree of exchangeability that is required for us to be able to transact business in the country. And that determines how much money is printed at any point in time.
So that is why I ask, how much did you print in 2023?
I think that would be 336 million Ghana cedis in 2022 and 688 million Ghana cedis in 2023.
That is what you printed?
Yes.
First Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Maxwell Opokwafare, responding to questions from the Chairman of Parliament Account Committee, James Aveji, there. Now, insurance giant Enterprise Group has declared a dividend payment of 95 pesos per share for its shareholders for its operation last year. This represents a 30% increase over what it paid in 2023. Now, speaking at the group's annual general meeting, Board Chairman Kelly Gajekbo said the increase is also backed by some strong financial performance for 2023.
The Ghana Stock Exchange recorded a positive outcome in 2023, which was driven by a few non-financial stocks. The composite index grew by 28.08%, thereby driving total capitalization to 73.9 billion Ghana cedis from 64.5 billion Ghana cedis value in 2022. Focus on our value creation activities will continue, with the expectation that it will reflect in a positive price growth of our shares on the market. Based on our cash position and general performance, we remain unrelenting in our commitment to creating value for all shareholders.
Kelly Gajekbo is the board chairman of Enterprise Group. Now, Enterprise Group posted a profit after tax of 193 million Ghana cedis for last year, representing 67% jump over what it recorded in 2022. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Tell you what, all is set for the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall on August 30th to September 1. But how different will this event be from the past ones? David Max Fuga is the general manager in charge of sales at Multimedia Group.
The Habitat Fair is being organized under the theme Home Ownership. Get a house, make it a home. We've started about 2 months ago with the first clinic at the Achimota Mall. We've had a second clinic in Tema. We've started to do the third clinic, or the mini fair, at the Accra Mall. Now, the difference between the main fair and the mini fair is that the mini fair is to give the opportunity to the SBTs to engage their clients and partners in a more congenial and conducive environment. Two things. Let me first talk about what is in it for the SBTs. So you have an opportunity to build on your brand presence, because you probably in a village somewhere doing something, or community doing something, people don't know you. And so the fair gives you that opportunity to put your brand presence, or to build upon your brand presence.
General manager in charge of sales at Multimedia Group, Max Fuga, speaking there. Well, time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and we'll share with you what an annuity plan is and why you should talk to your pension fund manager about it.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpoma Mafo, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we had a discussion on DDEP. Today, we'll talk about an investment option for your pension funds after retirement, an annuity plan. An annuity plan is a financial product that involves converting lump sum of money, often from pension funds, into a series of regular payments over a specified period, typically for the rest of the retiree's life. The primary benefits of an annuity plan is the assurance of a steady and predictable income stream throughout your retirement years. An annuity plan helps mitigate the risks of outliving your savings, providing a sense of financial security in your post-employment phase. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Esther Frimpoma Mafo is the head of finance at Enterprise Trustees with today's edition of Pension Tip on Money Lab. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. So you don't need to find data or look for data for this. Just dial *770#, and you need not to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Just dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Always a delight serving you. Ignition is next. Enjoy.